this should be side one, channel two, this trip. I hear a little clinking here. Oh, yes, it's just a tape. Let's see. Oh, I hope you're ready for some more grits, because those boxes that went out, you got three boxes of grits. Daddy wouldn't let me put the glue in with any goodies, so that's all separate. You know, the glue to the airplanes. You know, Aunt Bet, do you think you like this? Do you think you like this? And you end up with...
Well, I'm flying down that highway looking for a bus to frag. If I don't find one pretty quick, this day is gonna be a drag. Why don't you fly low level? Don't play peace and frag. Why don't you fly low level? This day is gonna be a drag. Well, I've never been contented, no matter where I've flown. The only thing that makes my day is the bus that I have flown. Why don't you fly low level, throw woolly peace and brag? Why don't you fly low level, this day is gonna be a drag. Well, I've just greased two civilians, some cattle and some dogs. If we make it to July, I'll get a chance to get some hogs. Why don't you fly low level, throw woolly peace and brag? Why don't you fly low level, and this day is gonna be a drag. Well, I've flown from the Mekong Delta to the mighty DMZ, all once reached NBA or OBC. Why don't you fly low level, throw some woolly peace and brag? Why don't you fly low level, and this day is gonna be a drag.
And Maxie just come over and got a few pieces of flagstone, because we got it all piled in the back now. We took as much as we could out of the driveway, and the rest we just covered up. So Dad is going to fix the walk today and put the things on the side and the cement and the flagstone back in. And then we're going to work on grading. He's going to be home at 1 o'clock for the rest of the day. And that's about all I can think of. We did straighten out that business of Tommy and Donna getting married. It goes something like this. Gladys had told that Mrs. Hyland that it was postponed, but she got the invitation in the mail too, and so she gathers the thing must be on. I'd like to go. I think that I look at things kind of funny. I think for Tommy's sake I'd like to go. There isn't going to be anybody there. She said she didn't think they were going. It's such a long drive. Well, it is. It takes about 6 hours to get over there. And that Uncle Bill that lives over there had a heart attack recently. I don't know whether he'll be there. So that would leave nobody for Tommy on Tommy's side at all. We actually, Aunt Betty and Dad, are the only relatives on Gladys' side to start off with. And so if we don't go, there just won't be anybody there from Gladys' side of the family. And so I feel very badly about that. But at the moment, Aunt Betty said it is on Sunday. And Aunt Betty said she'd be too tired to go to work. We wouldn't get home till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. And they just felt it was too long a drive, so I guess we're not going. But I feel badly about it for Tommy's sake. Hi. Well, here I am back, and you'll never guess what day this is. This is already June 8th. I don't remember when I started this thing, but I know it was ages ago. I'm just trying to pick up the pieces here and get the house picked up. I told you in a letter how... we went away this past Sunday, that was the 7th. So we took a ride into Vermont, so I didn't accomplish anything in the house after getting back from New Jersey. So I'm sort of picking up the pieces around here now. But I thought I'd say, Heidi, I got a postcard from you today. Thrilled to pieces, got a helicopter on a Cobra. So this is the 8th, and whenever you sent it, you'll know it came through here the 8th. And it was nice to hear that you're all right. That's the most important part, I think. I really don't have too much news to tell you. Golly, Marcia's in school, and Aunt Bet's working, and Daddy's out working. I did want to tell you about the Green Briar. It is a beautiful place. We went there for dinner, and that's where Judy's holding her reception, only in the banquet rooms. Matter of fact, they're giving her two rooms, so you can imagine what kind of a wedding that's going to be in October. That's where she's having her reception. It is. It's an absolutely beautiful place. We saw that, and so that I wanted to tell you. You said it was nice, and the food was just delicious. Oh, it was delicious. We had some sort of squash with a cranberry relish in the center of some kind with walnuts in it, and then a sort of a soured whipped cream, thick whipped cream on top, and oh, I could have eaten about 10 dozen. But I had ham, and of course everybody else had something different. But it was nice, and the food was, I thought it was excellent. Golly, I really don't have anything new. I was talking to Mrs. Van Turin. She said to say hello to you. She said when Claude was out in Texas, she said she used to try to think of anything to write down in a letter. And so she said she always wrote any little thing she could, hello from anybody. And she said to say hello to you. So hello. And my grass is doing very nice. We finally got the front yard graded. I think I told you that in a letter. And they're going to do that gutter for me. He went up to him again today. He said, oh, isn't that done yet? Didn't they come down? You know how it is. So they're finally going to come down and do that, and then we'll seed after they get that blacktop put in that gutter way there. It's quite a drop. I feel sorry for anybody that misses the driveway and falls in it, or anybody that hits the culvert coming around the corner if they don't watch what they're doing. We're going to paint it aluminous and also put in two of those sticks with them little reflectors on, because, boy, if anybody hits it, they're out of business entirely. Right there, they're out of business. So we are going to have to do that because we're up high and dry with that culvert. Oh, dear. Albert's fine. Dad and I are fine. Marcia's fine. Betty's fine. Stacy's fine. And Aunt Gladys looked pretty good under the circumstances. And the boys looked all good, of course. Joe is terribly thin. As a matter of fact, he's too thin. He weighs, I think, 189 or 198. I don't recall which it is. And, of course, he's 6'8½". So he's terribly thin for his height. He's going to have to do something about that. I think I told you in the letter he goes to Italy next year. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. So we're getting ready now to go over Sunday to Donna and Tom's wedding over at Providence. We promised them we'd go. I told you that in the letter, too. So I'm getting the cards together here. We're just going to give them money. We're going to give them a gift from you, a little gift from you, and a little gift from Marcia, but Dad and I are giving money. And we're not going to run around and knock ourselves out when Tommy don't come back till November anyway, and they don't set up housekeeping till then. So, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to give them a whole bunch of stuff yet. It'd be better to give them the money. So I guess their bedroom suite alone costs them, I guess, close to $1,000, so they're going to need the money. Mediterranean. I imagine it's just out of this world, but $1,000 is a lot of money for a bedroom. And, haven't got anything else to say. It's going to be a long drive over there. I don't know what we're going to do about Albert. He's going to be alone in the house for a very long time, but I'm just hoping that it'll work out all right because we're not having anybody come in. We thought maybe Debbie could, but I don't think she's going to be home. I got these two boxes sitting here. Well, with everything that went on, I got the two boxes sitting here, and they'll probably go out. I don't know which you'll get first, the tape or the boxes. I sent out two, and you must have gotten them by now, but there are two more here that got to go out, so I hope I can get at them tomorrow and get the rest of the little items I want to put in there. The talcum and the soap, of course. I told you about the cologne business, and they said the best thing is talc. Talc, you know what I mean. That's the best thing that we could send. It'd be better than any colognes, because colognes are no good. That's what they said anyway. Probably everybody over there is splashing themselves to hell with cologne, but they still said it wasn't a good idea. That's quite a picture of the helicopter. I got it sitting next to your picture on the little stand. When Dad comes home, he can see it. I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Be back in a second. Hey, I just got a look at the picture you sent me of your AHIG Cobra. And I took a look, I got the box, it isn't closed up, but I dug down in it and got the Cobra that we're sending you, and that's a UHIB. B? That's a G. Oh, there you go, Cobra. And I'm sorry to say, they're a little bit two different kind of Cobras there. But it's a Cobra anyway. Maybe if we can locate this kind here, an AHIG, I'll send you that one. But this is a UHIB, and it's an Army. Got all the Army insignias. It got a snake in the front. But just thought I better tell you that. They're two different Cobras. Maybe this is a newer model and that's an older model. That's a possibility. But anyway, regardless, they're two different Cobras. Didn't know they had two different Cobras. Actually, what I mean is that yours on this postcard is a newer looking model to me anyway, that this may be the newer one and the other one may be just an older model that they used to use or are still using around here and there. But anyway, they're not the same. Okay, let's see. You'll never believe what day this was. I hate to even tell you. This is the 22nd of June. Of course, you already know Aunt Bet broke her leg. Well, she broke her kneecap. And you also know that we never got over to Tommy's wedding. And you also know we aren't going on a vacation at the end of this week. I mean, he knows everything. Aunt Bet's coming along very good, though. And she gets around very good. The leg doesn't bother her at all. It's her arm that's killing her. She wouldn't know her leg was broken. So I thought I'd better get back to this and explain that, even though I explained it to you in the letter. Bert Bacharach had a show on last week. Yeah, actually, last week already. And he had a lot of other people on, too, but he had Deanne Warwick. And over on the other side, I've got a piece that's, they worked out together. In other words, he wrote the song for her, and then it goes on to show how they work out the song. So if it sounds kind of crazy to you, you'll understand it, you know, since I've already told you what it's all about. what? What do you want? Ask me. Well, ask me now.
The Santa's on the road.
Yeah.
And why can he do that?
Yes, because it's the city of Troy, and they do not want them traveling Spring Street. And those trucks are going over Spring Street. And he's giving them a detour or another route which they can travel.
Did he have a route? And then he put trucks under 8 ton can go over it, or over 8 ton? And no trucks were over 8 ton. Now they can't go over it, which is done.
No, we said the route they have to take, it gives them an extra 10 miles, but he don't want them going over Spring Street with the heavy trucks. I mean, I don't know. It's very difficult situation. Well, anyway, you know about the troubles with the city of Troy and the trucks. So they all went on strike or something, and they're marching around. Well, I'll tell him about Pete later. Let's see. Now, to get back to wherever I was. Oh, Deanne Warwick, yeah. And so I'm not sure whether I was able to record another song with her singing on the other side besides this one he wrote for. But anyway, it's over there someplace, and you'll run into it sooner or later. Now, as Aunt Bet said, we played this back to find out where we were. And, of course, Albert had a bark. That's where I had to start, Marchand. Albert had a bark in the middle of it. Or either I shut it off before it's done. Either way, we screw up the whole thing, but at least Betty says you know it's home, right? Can't miss it. The Albert's barking away through the middle of the thing and you can't hear it. Or either I clip off the end and you miss the whole big grand finale. Oh, am I running out of tape? Oh, no, I'm not. Now, Dad's going down to the school for a few minutes, and this is in the evening. And Aunt Gladys is supposed to come up this weekend. And Tommy and Donna and Joe and Stace and John still want to come up. I wrote you that in the letter, even though we're not going away. I say that with some, what would you say, Betty? What? You got a bald spot? No, I haven't got a bald spot. That's where my hair separates. Oh, that spot that I sawed all up. Yes, that is a bald spot. I told you that, stupid. So anyway, to get back to where I am, well, I told you that, and you said, oh, no, no, you haven't got a bald spot. Oh, it's there. Oh, yeah, Daddy went over. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting very low on the end of this, so I think we better go somewhere else. Just a minute. No, we got a half an inch here, quarter, eighth of an inch. So anyway, Ellen McNulty, I told you, is getting married, so they're fixing up this place. So Dad took her over to get wallboard, and her dad spent over $500 in one room smaller than what she's doing, and she got the wallboard and the ceiling for $103, and she was thrilled to death. So while Dad was over there today, what's her name again?
Evelyn
told her that Connie got a letter from you Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, and of course she was thrilled to pieces. And she had written one Friday and mailed it out, or had mailed it out on Friday. So she must have written you over the weekend because Evelyn said that her dad, his name is Walter, too. Her dad mailed one out for her this morning. So I, whoops,